Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Matzvah Chanus. If somebody found in a store a Aveda that doesn't have on it a Simen, Ach Nishashaba Areil Shaloi, they find or may keep it. So, of course, here too, as we discussed in our previous year, the Rishoy asked the question, why doesn't the Aveda become automatically the property of the one who lost it, given that there's a Kinyan Chatzar? So Tosfos says that the Kinyan Chatzar is only effective for something that I eventually will know about. So even though right now, when it fell into my chotzer, I'm not aware of it, but we learned that a chotzer could affect the kinyan, that it should become mine, that's because it's certain that eventually it's going to become mine. But in a situation that it's not obvious that it's going to become mine, this is an aveda. It's a lost object, and it may remain lost. There the halacha is that there's no kinyan chotzer. The Rambam has a different approach. And the Rosh's approach is that a chanus, a store that we are speaking about here in the shir, is a chotzer she'ena mishtameris. And as when we learned the halachas of chotzer, we know that only a chotzer mishtameris, only a chotzer that's properly watched, is a place where you could have a kinyan chotzer. Other type of chotzer cannot affect the kinyan. So again, if you says the Mishnah, Matzah b'chanos, if this lost object was found in a store, harei l'shaloi, it becomes the property of the finder. There are many people that walk in the store, the way the Rishonim and Achronim explained, and because so many people walk in the store, we need to be concerned that the person, the owner of the store, or anybody who's in the store, must have been miyash from this object because he didn't have any expectation to get it back. However, says the Mishnah, if it was found ben ateva lechamvani, if it was behind the counter, so to speak, between the table where the chamvani stands or sits, and he sits on his side, and they sit on their side, then the halacha is hareish, then it belongs to the chamvani. And the same thing will be by shulchani, by money changer. If it's found in the place where he sits, hareish, who shaloi, it becomes the property of the money changer. Ben akisei l'shulchani, if it was found on the table between the person sitting and where he is, again, harei shulchani. Since these are places where only the shulchani sits, it doesn't make any sense to believe that it belongs to anyone else other than the shulchani. Says the Gemara, Amar Blazer, the halacha that we just discussed is not only if it was found on the floor where the shulchani or the chamvani is sitting, but even menachem al shulchan, even if they're on the table, they belong to him. The Rishonim debate, we're having here a discussion when money was found in a store, who does it belong to? Does it belong to the finder? Does it belong to the storekeeper? The Rishonim point out that in a situation where the money has a simen, so it's very possible that the halacha will be very different, and there we are going to the halacha will be that we will rely on the simen. So again, says the Gemara Tanan, asked the Gemara, we just learned l'flei shulchani harei l'shaloi. If they're on the floor in front of the shulchan, in front of the storekeeper, then he could keep it. It seems Al-Gabi Shulchan, if they were on the table, then he keeps it. But if they're on the table, it belongs to Shulchani. Aim is safer, but if we continue learning the Mishnah continues saying, Kisei l'Shulchani, that's when it's Shulchani. It seems, Al-Gabi Shulchan, what's exactly on the table is Shaloi, belongs to the finder. So the Gemara, Elam Hel Lekel Mishnah, our Mishnah is not conclusive. Rav Elazar, that says that if the money is on the table, they belong to the finder. Hamanale, from where does he know this halacha? Amar Rav Masnisa Kshishe. What pushed Rabbi Elazar in this direction was the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "My iri the Tani Ben Akisa Shulchani Shul Shulchani." Why did the Mishnah specifically point out what's found between the table and the Shulchani? Why didn't the Mishnah mention that on the Shulchani? If the Halach is that what's found on the table belongs to the Shulchani as well, so why didn't the Mishnah teach us that halacha? B'shulchan al shulchanami. Let's say al shulchan. Shouldn't have mentioned of what's on the table. Inami, the Mishnah should have written motzah b'shulchanis. That it means anywhere belongs to him. Kedektani Rasha, like it said in the Rasha, motzah b'chanos shaloi. Al shmami na. From here we see that Menachem Agav Shulchan says Rebbe Lazar, hare elu shaloi. It belongs to the finder. Yermosha, the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Chosha Mishpat Chelik Be'i Simen Mem Dalet, discusses a situation that somebody found something in a bank. The bank has a room where they have safe deposit box, and people come to put in or take out things from their safe deposit box. They're given a special key, and the person takes out whatever, and then he puts back his box, gives back the key. A person came to this room where he has the safe deposit box. He found something there, and he handed over to the bank, and he told them that if somebody comes to claim that they lost something and it belongs to them, fantastic, give it to the person who lost it. If not, let's talk. He said, what happened was that it's already over a year, and nobody has come to the bank. And the question is, does it belong to the bank because it was found in the bank, it's their property, or does it belong to the finder? So Ramesh quotes our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, does he find something in the Chanus, Hare Yushaloi? And Ramesh asks, why doesn't it belong to the storekeeper? Even if it wasn't found in the place where the storekeeper sits, as we've just been discussing, but the store belongs to the storekeeper. And as we mentioned before, why shouldn't there be a Kinyan Chatzar? So Ramesh quotes a Shach that says that a place where people are constantly walking back and forth is not a place where you can have a Kinyan Chatzar. And that's what we quoted the Rosh saying, that's an area which is a Chatzar Shena Mishtameris. So the fact that it was in the bank's property does not make it the bank's. And therefore, if nobody came to claim it, Ramesh says that it will belong to the person who found it. We learned in the Mishnah Lekech, Peris Mechaveri, if somebody buys fruits from somebody else, or Shosholach Lo Chaveroi Peris, and somebody else sent, or somebody sent friend somebody Peris, and Matzim Ben Mas, there's money in it, Arei Shaloi, then it belongs to the finder. And Ma'at Ruin, but if the money was put in a way together in a bundle, Noit L'Machros, then he has to announce it. Amar Shlokish, to which Shlokish comments, Lo Shanu, that the finder could keep that money. Ella b'lekeich minatagar, when he got the fruit from a storekeeper. And the way a storekeeper works, explained all the Rishonim, is that he has many suppliers that he gets different fruits from, and then he mixes up all those fruits together. So when the person who sells the fruits gives me the fruit, I certainly have no way of knowing where it came from. Aval keich balabais, if somebody sent me a gift of fruit, so if there's money in that gift that was accidentally put there, then the halach is that chayv lahachsa, I would have to give it back, the money that I found to him. Says the Gemara, v'chein tana, tana kamedra of Nachman, lo yishalnu, the din that our Mishnah says, was said ela b'lekech min a tagger, when it was bought from a tagger, ava b'lekech min balabayis, if you received it from an individual, then yachsu, chayv lachsu, you have to give it back to him. Says the Gemara Amalei Rav Nachman, v'chi balabayis l'atzma doshon, if a person sent me fruit as a gift, he didn't prepare that fruit basket, he wasn't working with the fruit, Amalei, and therefore, the fact that there's money found in that basket, why should he be entitled to that money? There's no strong indication that it's his money. And therefore, this person who said over the halacha to Rav Nachman asked Rav Nachman, Esmei, should I remove this halacha? Should I take this price out of what I learned? It's clearly not halakhically correct. Amalei loy, don't do so. Tesagamas Nissen will have to explain that it's referring to a situation that he himself had somebody work on this fruit. It wasn't like he bought a fruit basket from somewhere. And since that's the case, that therefore the halacha is that it belongs to the it belongs to the person who sent it to me. The Torah Kedosha says, when it speaks about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that I have to return a lost item, the Torah says, L'chein tasa l'chamayroi, l'chein tasa l'simlosoi, l'chein tasa l'chol aveda sachicha shetovim menu, u'metzoso lo'y sucha l'asalim. This is where the Torah teaches us the halacha of returning a lost object. Says the Mishnah, afa similar because we klal kolela. The Torah says l'chol aveda sachicha. Why did the Torah single out the similar, the dress? Lama yotzasa lakishala, to use as a source to teach us. Ma loymelcha ma similar yichedish yesh by simonim. There's clear markings that this is this dress. V'yeshloi tovim, and people want their dress back. From here we learn af kol davish yesh by simonim v'yeshloi tovim chayim lahachris. The halacha teaches us that you have to make an announcement. Says the Gemara, what was meant with these words in the Mishnah? What were meant with all these with these words in the Mishnah? That the Mabit, before I go further, there's a machlokes rishonim, there's a machlokes hapoiskim, if the halacha of making a chroza is a chiv deraisa. The Mabit says that, yes, it's a chiv deraisa, based on the pasuk with that which we just learned. The Meshech Chochma says, the Torah says, that if it seems only in a situation where you have no way of knowing who lost this object, does the Torah tell us, then return it to the person who lost it. Clearly indicating that if there is a way of knowing whose object this belongs to, you have an obligation to try to get it back to him. The Afarshim also point out the fact that the Torah uses similar to teach us the halacha of simonim. We see that not everything has simonim. The dress that somebody saw explained, that's an expensive dress. Those are the kind of objects that people will have a simon in. But things that are not that valuable, people will not have a simon. As we get into the sugya of simonim, we get into the sugya of people claiming something belongs to them, the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. Pnei Yeshua says that we have a rule throughout Shas, Bari V'Shem and Bari Odif. When we have two people, one is certain and one is not certain, so we follow the person who's certain. So if I find something, and I don't know who it belongs to, and somebody comes and says that it belongs to him, so this is certainly a situation of Bari V'Shema. So why is there any question? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, Taisva says that we only say the halacha a Bari V'Shema, Bari Odif, in a case where the Bari is a strong Bari and the Shema is a weak Shema. He says, in a case of a lost object, because the object was lost, then the Bari, by definition, is not a strong Bari. And therefore, since it's not a strong Bari, we can't use the Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif. The Pnei Yeshua offers another teretz. He says that there's one person that's coming and saying that he lost this object. But he's one person from the whole world. So we have a roiv against the Bari. Since we have a roiv against the Bari, therefore the roiv, the Bari, is not followed. The Chasam Sofer says that, and that's very connected to what we're learning about simonim. The Chasam Sofer says only when the person who found it to give simonim, does the simonim show that he's truly the owner. But if the person who's saying with a definitiveness, this is mine, he's a bari, that this is certainly mine, but he can't back up his claim with simonim, that weakens his bari. Reb Kiveger, Reb Chanan, say that the only time we use the concept of bari v'shem and bari adav is in a case when we have two people, two litigants in front of us, making claims, and one is a bari and one is a shema. That's when we have halacha, a bari v'shem and bari adav. That's not the case here. I found something, and somebody else is claiming that it belongs to him. That isn't two litigants, and therefore we don't say bari v'shem and bari adav. Shari Yosher and Davi Ezri, Rav Shach, give a different explanation. They say the Torah says, as we just learned, ad drosh achicha. What does the Torah mean to say when it says ad drosh achicha? Check out, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, if the person who's making the claim is truthful, if we could believe him. So they explain that the Torah, by telling us the words ad drosh achicha, what the Torah means to tell us is that don't just rely on this person making a claim. You have to know for sure that it belongs to him. Similar teretz I saw that the halacha of bari v'shem and bari v'tema is only said in a situation of a taina, when somebody's making a claim in Bezdin. But here, it's not a dintara in Bezdin. In such a situation, the rule of bari v'shem and bari adav was not said. So again, the Mishnah taught us that how do we know that we return something based on simonim? The Mishnah quoted the pasuk. Says the Gemara, "My bechlal kolaya," and the Mishnah said that similar was singled out. What was mentioned? What was meant when the Mishnah said that similar was singled out? Rabba, it was singled out from the pasuk. The Torah said, "Kol aveda sachicha." So the Torah speaks and says in the mitzvah Shavas aveda. So the pasuk continues. And the pasuk continues. Why was it necessary for the Torah to speak about shor, ox, chamor, donkey, says sheep, and similar? Why were all of these different types of lost items needed to be singled out? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. Dikas Rachmana similar, having mina hani mili. When is a simon going to be a good simon? Be'edim the gufa, that you have edim about the actual lost item, or simonim the gufa, that you have simonim on the actual item. Avachanamar be'edim the ukaf. But if we have a chamar that the edim are only able to say, well, we know this saddle belongs to this person and to this donkey, or simonim, or the simonim are only on the saddle. Ema loy drinalei, it wouldn't be a sufficient reason to give it back. Kos rachmana, the rachamar, that's why the Torah wrote the word chamar, the teaches of chamar, afil chamar b'simona ukev is a reason to give it back. Continues the Gemara, Shav said the kos rachmana lomeli, what did the Torah tell us, what did the Torah have to mention? Savaseh answers the Gemara. Shor was written that filu legizas navoi. Even the hair that's at the that is found that is very insignificant that has to be returned. And Seh is coming to teach us legizaisov that even the wool that has to be returned. So ask the Gemara. V'licht rechmona shor, wouldn't it be adequate that the Torah should write the word shor? And we should learn from that word, afilu l'gnizas navoi, even what's cut off from the tail. And therefore, it'll be obvious, the koshkein sal gizaisov, that all of the wool should be returned. El amarava, chamar, the reason the Torah mentioned the word chamar is for a different purpose. It goes back to something that we learned in Masechta Baba Kama, bar l'Rabbi Yehuda, that we learned the big machlaikish, what is the chiyuv? For what are you held responsible if something got damaged in your bar? And Rabbi Yehuda says, Ritcham hold that bar v'lo kelim, that if somebody's kalim, somebody else's kalim fell into my bar, I will not be held responsible. Rabbi Yehuda uses this bar to say that you will be responsible. Se da veda, and indeed says the Gemara, the word se, which the Torah uses in this parasha of Hashavas Aveda, everybody agrees is kasha, it's a difficult. So I saw that the Mashah, Masech the Tainis, Daf Chavdal Raman Aleph, explains the Pasuk in Tilim says, to isi kase oved bakesh, that Klai Yisrael is like a lost sheep. And what we're saying, se da veda, that Klai Yisrael, as we just learned, the Pasuk compares us to a lost sheep, kasha. It's indeed something very difficult for us to understand when we have a question and we want to know, when will this question be answered? When will Klai Yisrael no longer be the lost sheep? Veima, but ask the Gemara, maybe what the Torah is coming to teach us with the word se is leglolim hudaesa, that even the waste that the se deposits is coming to teach us that you have to return it. Answers the Gemara, that isn't true. Glolim, of course, mafgilhu. People are mafgir glolim. And since people are mafgir glolim, that the halacha is that it doesn't have an obligation, you don't have to return it. The Shach says, the Gemara just said that glolim, that whenever we think about waste, they're automatically hefker, and because they're automatically hefker, they need not be returned. So the Shach asks that there's a question throughout Shas, if when we speak about hefker, does hefker have to be expressly articulated, or could hefker happen even if you just thought about hefker? So from here it seems that the hefker could come just by me deciding it should be hefker. And the Stipler asks that the Rambam says that hefker has to be expressed. So the Stipler answers that here everybody will agree that the hefker doesn't have to be expressed. And the explanation is because we can't in any way assume that somebody meant to be mafker something unless we know that he was mafker it. However, explains the Stipler, there's a concept of dvarim shebelibay or belev kol adam, something that everybody thinks that way. And since, explains the Stipler, certainly everybody has no interest in the glolim, therefore halacha is that even if one did not articulate being mafker the glolim, they can become hefker anyway. But Dilma asked the Gemara, maybe the pasuk of Seh is here to teach us the Simanim Udasa. It's coming to teach us the halacha that we return something with Simanim. Dibaylu, as we're going to have in Mitzvah Shem later in our shir today, that when we return something based on Simanim, the question is, are Simanim Daraisa or Drabonon? That is the returning something with the owner giving me simanim a din deraisa drabonin. So why don't we say kas rachmana se, that the Torah used the word se to teach us that se a feel of a simanim adrinin, and we'll learn from here that simanim are deraisa. Amri, says the Gemara, doesn't make sense to the Mishnah to learn simanim from se. Why? Because as we learned in the Mishnah, because we learned the halacha of simanim from the word simla. The Tani, as we just learned in the Mishnah, ma simla miyuchedesh yesh by simanim v'yesh lo toivin chayv l'chachris. Av kol dovesh yesh by simanim v'yesh lo toivin chayv l'chachris. So when we speak about simanim, we learn from the word se shmamina, from the word simla shmamina se lav l'simanim hudosam. Says the Gemara, going back to the pasuk that we've been working with, the Torah says, "L'chein tasa l'chol avedas achicha asher toivad mimenu mitzasa asher toivad." What do we learn from here? Prat l'aveda shem b'shava pruta. An aveda that doesn't have a shava pruta, there's no chiv to. There's no chiv of a shava aveda. And the machlokes achroinim had to learn this. That Machna Ephraim says it doesn't mean that if somebody's object is worth less than a pruta, I'm allowed to keep it. I'm not allowed to keep something which is not mine. Rather, he explains that what is the pasuk coming to teach us? That the chiyuv of a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda doesn't apply, but not that it necessarily becomes mine. Others say that no, since it's not Shavu Pruta, I'm allowed to keep it. Rabbi Yudaima, a mitzasa, comes to teach us. I learned it from the word mitzasa, not from Asher Tovid, but rather from the word mitzasa, I learned Prat Laveda Shem B'Shavu Pruta. Ask the Gemara, so they both have the same halacha. So ask the Gemara, my benai, what's the nafkamina between these opinions? Answers the Gemara, Amabai Mishmas Darshim Ikebenayu. The question is, which is the better word or wording to learn this halacha from? Ma nafkale, the Tanakhama held that the words Asher Tovid is a better source to learn this halacha from. Or ma nafkale, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it's better to learn it from the word mitzasa. Ask the Gemara, Uman the mafkale Asher Tovid, the Tanakhama that learns the halacha Shavu Pruta from Asher Tovid, hai u mitzasa my avadle, what does he do with the word mitzasa? Answers the Gemara, hu mebaile, he needs it to teach us l'chir Ravnoi, what Rav Noi taught us. Dama Rav Noi, the pasuk says, umetzasa. Metzasa means the asa lemiyadai mashma. The Torah says that you don't have to go and return an aved of an akum. Even when I have it, I don't have to go out to try to find it. But the Torah is coming to completely exclude an avedus nachri, that the halacha is that there is no din of hashavas aveda by a nachri. And there's a machloikas apaiskim, what does that mean? The Bach, which is very similar to what we just quoted, the Mach Nefraim, says what it means is that there's no mitzvah of hashavas aveda to a nachri. But of course it doesn't mean that I may keep it. Others say that Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to say that if I find an aved of a nachri, not only is there no mitzvah shavas aveda, but the Torah is teaching me that I may keep it. Ask the Gemara, Ulamanda Nafkale, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that said that the halacha of shava pruta, we learn from the word umitzasa, hai asher tovid, my avadle, what will he do with that pasuk? Where will he learn this halacha from? Answers the Gemara, what will he do with this pasuk? He uses it for Reb Yochanan. Torah, Tam Reb Yochanan, Mishum Reb Shimon Yichai. Menayid laveda shishat v'nor, when something was lost because there was a flood, shimutaris, that the person who finds it may keep it. It doesn't have to. There's no mitzvah shavas aveda. Shenemar kein tasa l'chol avedas achicha shetovim menu u'matzasa mi shavuda b'menu. Somebody lost something. This person unfortunately lost it, but it's not really completely lost. Something that the owner lost. Nobody has it. Such an object, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Now ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, who used the word mitzasa to teach us the halacha Hashavah Pruta, Haide Rav Noi Menole, where will he learn the word the halacha Rav Noi? Says the Gemara, he's going to learn it from the extra vav, the umetzasa. He learns it from that extra vav. Vidach, the Tanakhama, that says that we use Asher Tovid for Avedishen and for Pruta. Had Rav Yochanan, the locha, something that's avudim and menu mikol odom, doesn't have the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, menole, from where will he know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, nafkale, that from the word mimenu. Mimenu means that only from him is it lost, but not from anyone else. To teach us that if it's lost to everyone, then there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. Continues the Gemara Idach, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the halacha of Aveda Shein Hashavah Pruta, he learns it from the word Umetzasa. Why does the Torah have to use the word Asher Tovid? You could have learned it from the word Mimenu. Says the Gemara, Mimenu Lo Mashalai. He doesn't like the word Mimenu to be a source. Rava gives a different way of explaining the machloikis between, or the practical ramifications of the machloikis of the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amma, the nafkamina will be be pruta shehuzla ikubinayu. in a case that when the object was lost, it was a shava pruta, but then it went down a value, and when I find it, it's not a shava pruta. Lamanda amar, according to the man d'amar that learns it from Asha Tavid, so the Ikka, then I have to return it, because at the time it got lost, it was a shava pruta. A man d'amar mitzasa, the man d'amar that says that the critical time is when you find it, if when I found it, it wasn't a shava pruta, I don't have a chiva shava saveda. Ask the Gemara, well, a man d'amar shatavid, the man d'amar that says that we look at the moment that it was lost, he can't ignore that the pasuk does say umetzasa, which clearly is indication that we look at the time that was found. Veleka, what's he going to do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, you're right. Everybody's going to have to agree that it has to be worth a pruta at the time it was lost and at the time that it was found. The mafkumina will be in a case of pruta shukri kubinayu. It's going to be in a case that it wasn't a shava pruta, and then it went up to shava pruta. What's going to be the halacha? Man d'amar mitzasa, it was a shava pruta at the time that I found it, and therefore, that's all that counts. Man d'amar shatavid, it had to be shava pruta when it was lost, v'leka. Ask the Gemara the same question. How could you suggest that that's the subject of their machlokes? Well, the man d'amar mitzasa, but the man d'amar that says that you look at the word mitzasa, he cannot ignore that we also look at what it was at the time it was lost, the leka, and how we look at that. Says the Gemara, the machlokes is going to be in the case, shehukra, pruta shukra, at the time it was lost, it was worth a pruta, for huzla, and then again went down in value, for huzra, for hukra, and then it went back up in value. Ikabinai, that will be the subject of the machlokes. Manda Amar says, ashatavid, there's going to be a chiyah shavas aveda. Because you look at the moment of lost and found. Omanda mitzasa, he means to say that has to be a shava pruta, being in the ispa shir mitzia, that has to have a shava pruta from the time that it was lost, mishas aveda v'chas mitzia, the entire time. And if it doesn't have that the entire time, then the halacha will be that there's no chiv of a shava aveda. There's an interesting question that the Shalas Chalkus Yaakov, Choshe Mishpit, Simon Chof Beis discusses. He speaks about something that was owned by a Jew and lost by a Jew, but it has insurance from a non-Jewish company, from a Nachri. The question is, as we learned in our Gemara, that there are very, very different halachas between the Aveda of Yisrael versus the Aveda of Anachri. And the question is, how is this looked at? So he says that given that we just learned that even though he won't have a loss, but it's something that's Shava Pruta, and our Mishnah, he says, our Gemara just taught us that anything that has a Shava Pruta from beginning to end, there's a Chiva Shava Saveda. And therefore he says, there will be a Chiv HaShavas Aveda here as well. Our Gemara now begins the Sugya of Simonim, which we know is a critical element in understanding the Halacha of HaShavas Aveda. But when we speak about Simonim, there are many different types of Simonim. There's a Simon Geruah. Saying the color or saying the size is not really a great Simon because there are many objects with the same color. There are many coins that all look the same. A simon emtsoi, which are the average type of simon. Then we have a simon muvik. We've had an example of a simon muvik. We've learned about this. We will continue learning about this. If there's a hole in a get. A hole in a get is a very strong simon because it's very unique. The Gemara now is going to begin with a question. A simonim, the Raisa or the Rabbanon. And there's a Machloikis Rishonim when the Gemara asked this question about what type of Simonim is the Gemara asking this question. The Rivaz opinion is that we're asking about Simon Amtsoi and also Simon Muvik. The Ramban and Ritvaz say that it's only by Simon Amtsoi. A Simon Muvik is obvious to the Gemara, is effective with the Raisa. And the Meiri says that the Gemara's question is only by a Siman Muvik. And yes, there's a lot of reliability in a Siman Muvik. What the Gemara means to say that there's reliability in a Siman Muvik, the Gemara wants to know if that Midaraisa Midrabbanan. But a Siman Emtsoi, the Miri says, is certainly only effective Midrabbanan. The Achrayim also try to understand why would Simanim be effective. Some say, because it makes sense. A person who could provide, particularly if it's a Siman Muvik, a person who could provide a strong simon, it's a strong raya that it's his. Others say that it's a pasuk that teaches it. The Maralmi Prague says a beautiful vart that we all know the story in the Torah, Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, and the pasuk says, V'hi b'boika v'hini hu Leah. And the question is, she didn't become Leah in the morning. She was Leah at night as well. Just Yaakov Avinu did not know that she was Leah. So what's pshat when the Gemara says, V'hini b'ayke hi Leah? So says the Maral, that we know that Yaakov gave the simonim that he had between him and Rachel to Leah. And if we're learning, says the Maral, that simonim are affected midaraisa, so at night, when Yaakov had these simonim, what is the Torah actually telling us? That at night, when they had the simonim teach us that it is his simonim. And therefore, since the Torah is teaching us they were Yaakov's at night, based on the simonim, they Leah. Because simonim can make Rachel into can make Leah into Rachel. Only in the morning, when we no longer had those simonim, did she really revert halachically to being Leah. So begins the Gemara, Ibailu, as we just discussed, we speak about Simonim, and the question is, are Simonim deraisa or drabonim? Ask the Gemara, my nafgamina. The question is, leduri get isha b'simonim. If a woman, if the shliach lost his get, and we could identify the get through Simonim, I amit deraisa, if we'll say that Simonim are affected with deraisa, the madrinan will return the get. However, the Amrit Rabbanim will only say that Simonim ad Rabbanim, ki avid Rabbanim, tekanta, where did Chazal make a rule that we could follow Simonim, b'memayna, avo b'sura, when we speak about a get, a deraisa, there perhaps, lo avid Rabbanim tekanta, and we wouldn't be able to. So many Achroinim asked the question that how can we compare the case of Aveda, Shavas Aveda, which is our sugya, to the case of a get. In a Shavas in a get, this woman has a cheskas eishes ish. She's identified as an eishes ish. So perhaps that's where simonim cannot be effective to break that chazaka, to break that status. But when we speak about our Gemara, where there's an Aveda, there's nobody who has a chazaka on it, maybe simonim are adequate. Says the Noi de Behuda, that when the Torah is teaching us that we can rely on Simonim, what the Torah is saying is that Simonim are very strong and they can work even against a Chazaka. Because what the Torah is teaching us is that that's what Simonim mean, that Simonim could accomplish this. The Chasam Sofer says that when we say Simonim are effective, so as we've been learning in our sugyas, there are so many different examples of cases that something were lost. And some of these cases are also where we speak about halva, etc. So we see that simonim are effective even against a chazaka. The Chaim de Shleim has a different teretz. He says that if we were just questioning if a woman is married or not, and this woman has a chazaka that she's married, so that's something we have to follow. Here, it's not, as we said, that's not what we're talking about. We're speaking about a situation where the get was found on the floor, the shliach lost the get. So the whole status, this woman's whole marital status is not your usual marital status because there's a get that was written and sent and therefore we can't use it. So of course, many Rishonim asked the question, we're speaking in our sugyas about a Shavas Aveda, which is a question of mominus. And the get is a question of Ishus, Issevater, and the halacha throughout Shas is Isur Mimimaina Lo Yapinim. So how does the Gemara want to compare these two situations? So many Rishonim answer that we're not trying to learn Mammon from Isser or Isser from Mammon. What we're trying to do here is a Gilui Milsa. The Torah is trying to establish what do Simonim mean. And if Simonim mean that's a proof that the person who could provide it, the Simonim, that it's theirs. So the Torah is telling us that that's a proof of ownership in all areas. In other words, the way I saw the Netziv explains it. The Netziv explains that what Simonim accomplish is that it makes an Anant Sadi. The person who's able to provide Simonim, we're certain, and in Shas, we always say that the definition of an Anant Sadi is an Eidus. So what Simonim accomplish, he says, is an Anant Sadi. They're Eidus that the person who's providing the Simonim is saying the truth. Another pshat that I saw is that perhaps what's meant, what's the chshash? The chshash is the person comes in and says it's mine. So we should really believe him. There's only concern that maybe he's meshaker. Maybe he's saying something which is not true. Simonim have the ability to take away that chshash. So says the Gemara, Toshma, Af hasim lahis b'chlab kolelu. We go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it spoke about the word similar in the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, says, Af hasim lahis b'chlab v'lami yotza. Why was it singled out? Lahakish lev v'loy meloch. Ma similar miyuchedish yesh le simonim v'yesh le toivin chayiv lahakris. You have to make an announcement. Af kol dovish yesh le simonim v'yesh le toivin chayiv lahakris. So we see that simonim are affected midaraisa. Answers the Gemara, Tana, Toivin et Sukhulei. What Tana was trying to teach us through the din of Toivin. That means that only when there was no Yiyush is there an obligation to return it. But Toivin is another way of saying that if there was Yiyush, you don't have to return it. Toshma, says the Gemara, we learned Chamor that B'simane Ukif, that we return a donkey with the simonim of its saddle. So we see that simonim are very reliable. Again, answers the Gemara, what was meant to say was be'edei ukuf, that he could bring edim that was the saddle. Simonim are not adequate. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a raya from the pasuk. V'haya imcha, the pasuk says, v'mloy kar v'chicha lecha, v'lo yedato, v'safta taik be'secha, V'haye imcha ad rosh achicha oisai, says the Gemara. What the Torah says, you have to investigate if it really belongs to the person that claims he lost it. So ask the Braisa. V'chisal al datcha sheyitnu lekodim shidrashenu. Would anybody assume that we should give it without knowing? Ela darshayu, verify in Ramayahu and Menorayah if this person who's making a claim for this object is saying the truth or not. How is that verified? My lab is simonim. So again, isn't that clearly indication that we could rely on simonim? Says the Gemara, loy be'edim. Says the Gemara, we bring a raya from the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos. The Mishnah says, Amy edim, we can't, a person died and we want to be able to allow his wife to get remarried. We can't rely on anything. Ela parts upon him, emachaitim. If we have the whole face with the nose. Only when you have a face, because as the Noida Biyuda explains, that what makes a face unique, a face is a combination of many different parts of many different features. And all of those features make up the face, and therefore to be able to identify a person, you need to have all of those features. Abishesh simonim begufay, even if you could find simonim on the person's body, or the caliph, or different things that he was carrying, you can't rely on that. Shema mina, isn't this clearly indication that simonim alav deraisa? Amri gufoy, which means we speak about orach v'gutz, height. Height, as we said at our introductory remarks, is not a very strong simon. Kalev, and when we speak about kalim, we have to be concerned the chashin l'shayla, that maybe they were, chashin l'shayla, we need to be concerned that maybe they were lent. And therefore, he lent them, and therefore the fact that the kelim are with him is not raya. Here, the Gemara says, Darshayu, we have to check, imhu ramayi, if the person who's making the claim is saying the truth. So the Imri Emes says that a chosin is compared to Misha of the Loyaveh, the Gemara Masechta Megdushin says, somebody who lost something, every man lost part of his body to his wife, and he has to find them. And that's what the Pasuk says, Ad Rosh Achicha, we, when we get married, have to spend time to look for his wife, for our wives, the one, our zivik. The Satmar Rebbe says that we say by the Hashanahs on Sukkos, Hashano Lamancha Darshenu. So the Satmar Rebbe says, what's pshat that we say Hashano Lamancha Darshenu? So he explains that as we approach the Yom Neroyim, Rosh Hashanah, the Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, what happens very much is that a person is makes all sorts of commitments and says that this year I'll be better, this year I'm going to do tshuva. And we don't know if those commitments are truly sincere or not. So we say, Hashana Lamancha Darshenu, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, know the truth, and you are able to determine where was our commitment sincere. Will we be following up on that commitment? And therefore, we say Hashana, Hashana Lamancha Darshenu. Yichashinan says the Gemara. If we're now concerned that the object that I gave that was found is not a good simon because maybe I lent it to somebody else, so ask the Gemara Chamor. How do we give back a donkey with simon of the saddle? Chamar b'simoni ukov hecha madrinan. How do we return it that way? Amri says the Gemara b'ukov you could rely on a saddle because lo shuli inchi ukva. People don't lend their saddles to other people. If the animals are not the same size, it could hurt the animal. Amis amra. Caleb, the Chivri Vesumka, saying the color is not going to be a good simon, because there are many Caleb with that color. Elohad the Tanya, ask the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Matzah Kosher Bekis, if the get was found attached to his wallet. Ba'anaki, different type of money bags. With Tabas or Shematz Ben Caleb, Afilos Ma Maruba, even if it was found a long time after it was lost, kosher. Besas the Gemara is akedatech. If we have a concern chashin and l'shayla, so why kosher because amai kosher nechsh l'shayla? Maybe he lent his wallet to somebody else. Answers the Gemara amri kis ve'arniki v'tabas. People don't lend out their wallets. L'meshe aninchi kis ve'arniki mishum de mesamni. It's a bad simon to lend out your wallet. V'tabas mishum de mezayif. We're concerned his money signet will be used. That's the way they signed their documents. Will be used for. It will be forged. So Rashi says that people. It's a bad sign to lend out your wallet. So Tosfos asks. The Torah says loy sanachshu. How could somebody do so? So some Rishonim answer that if you don't say explicitly that you're doing it because of superstition, there is no problem. Tosfos says. Kol sheyesh by mishum refuah, whenever there's refuah involved, ei mishum darkei amori. What does that mean? So he says that just like by medicine, a person is allowed to take medicine, but when is he allowed to take medicine? When it's been proven to be effective. What Tosfos means to say that it's been proven that if you lend your wallet out to other people, that's a bad sign. And therefore, people don't lend out their wallets. The Mayan HaChokhmah say that the Chazal teaches, B'nei Chayim Mezoyni, Labas Chusat HaYimilsa, Abba Mazal HaYimilsa. Person's panosa is dependent on mazal. And therefore, when it comes to mazal, when it comes to panosa, it's like a refuah. We need to do whatever we can to protect our mazal, that our panosa should not be affected. The Mefarshim, the Emri Emes, uses this Gemara. The Pasuk says that the Shvatim brought to Yaakov Yosef's Ktsoinus Pasim. And the question is, How did he bring them the Sinus Passim? And that should, and therefore Yaakov proclaimed, Torah, Torah, Yosef, Yosef has been murdered. Maybe, as Al Gemara said, Cheshinan L'Shaila. And maybe it was Yosef lent it to somebody else. So why is it a proof that Yosef was no longer alive? Says the Emri Emes. Just like Al Gemara says, there are certain things that you never lent to anyone else. Your wallet, you never lent to anyone else. Says the Emri Emes. Obviously, this Sinus Passim was so valuable that Yaakov gave it to Yosef. Yaakov could not assume they would have lent it to somebody else. And therefore, it must have been on Yosef's body. Another text that the Chemda Shloimeh said, the Sinus Passim did not actually belong to Yosef. The Sinus Passim belonged to Yaakov Avinu. So when are we concerned about Cheshinan L'Shela? We're only concerned about Cheshinan L'Shela where it's something that belongs to you. So something that belongs to the person, the halacha is, he may be lent it to someone else. But something that doesn't belong to you, that you're not allowed to lend out. The Chashuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion here, where somebody was supposed to fly somewhere, he had tickets, and then the tickets got lost, got burnt. And the question was that the person says that this is a bad simon that my ticket got destroyed. And therefore, the question that he has is that maybe he shouldn't take that flight. Or on the other hand, is this a consideration of loisanachshu? And he has a long discussion here, and he says, as long as he doesn't say explicitly that he means this as a nichush, then we don't have to be concerned. And he takes a lenient approach that if you feel that this is a bad sign, a bad omen, don't fly. So says the Gemara, Lema Katanoi, this question about simanim is perhaps a machlokes tanoim. The Braisa says, Ein me'idim ala shuma. If a person had a wart, and now we want to know if that's the person who died, we can't rely on that simon. So the Gemara suggests, what is the machlokes? The Tanakhama sover simonim are only drabonon, and therefore they cannot be relied on. And Rabbi Lozba Mahavai sover simonim are deraisa, and they can be relied on. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Dekula Amar simonim deraisa. Everybody will agree that simonim deraisa. For Hocha, Shuma Mitsuy Ben Gilai Kumifki. Is it possible that two people, and the machlokes what the definition of Ben Gilai is? Some say Ben Gilai means people who were born on the same day, the same time, the same season. Others say Ben Gilai means good people who are very similar to each other, but not necessarily connected to when they were born. Ma'asavar, Tanakam is of the opinion, Shuma Mitsuy Ben Gilai, two people of the same Ben Gilai may have the same Shuma. Another way of explaining, the kulama shuma enim tzibah ben giloi. Just because one person has it doesn't mean his other ben giloi has it. Do the body, is there changes to his body after a person passes away? And therefore you can't rely on what was there before. And if it was there while he was alive, we can rely that it's this individual. The body is the body, doesn't change after death. The simonim ad rabbonin. And the question is, are simonim a simon muvik? As we discussed at the beginning, certainly to allow a wife to get remarried, we're going to need to have a simon muvik. And the question is, Is Shuman a Simon Muvik? Says the Gemara. Ma'asava, the Tanakama's opinion is that Shuman is a Simon Muvik, and we can allow a woman to get remarried based on this. Or Ma'asava, Shuman Lab Simon Muvik, and we can't allow a woman to get remarried just based on a Simon which is not a Simon Muvik.